Last week, we brought you an investigative story about a secretive building in downtown Fresno that's being used to process individuals coming into custody of immigration enforcement officials. There's no sign on the building, no idea outwardly to the public of what goes on there. We published that story on our program last week, and we received a lot of feedback on that story and also some new information. Our reporter, Carrie Klein, joins us now. Carrie, welcome.
Hi, Joe.
So first of all, give us a refresher course for people who haven't heard that story, didn't see it on our website at kvpr.org. What's this ICE building in downtown Fresno all about?
Yeah, so it's exactly what you said. It was a sort of mysterious building downtown Fresno on L Street near Bitwise and the Hilton DoubleTree Hotel, completely unmarked, highly secured. And we had heard from immigration attorneys that this is where Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, where it processes individuals it believes are in the country illegally. And these immigration advocates and attorneys were really concerned, not because this is illegal, they're not alleging that, but just because processing people in this way, in this building that is completely under the radar and kind of difficult to find the address of otherwise, you know, without much in the way of public relations or communication, you know, that could put civil liberties and due process at risk for these detainees.
And America's not known for having secret jails. Even our police stations and jail facilities are well marked for the most part.
That's right.
So that story aired last week and we got a lot of response. We also got finally a response from ICE. And I know that wasn't the first time we had asked for one.
That's correct. We had reached out to a number of different people before the story came out, had heard nothing, not even turning down our interview requests. But so they did. After reading our story, a spokesman from San Francisco reached out. That was really important. And he was able to confirm a number of things in the story that we had suspected or that we had written about. He also filled in a few gaps that we hadn't had before. He also confirmed that after publishing the story, the office actually put up a sign. You know, it's a little printed sign. It's not anything big, but it's on the door. And it says Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the hours of the building. So that's a big improvement compared to what it was before.
So what did ICE tell us about this facility?
Well, so he confirmed that, yes, indeed, this is an ICE office. We did know that already. But he said this is specifically a sub-field office serving a field office in San Francisco. He asserted that it is not a detention facility, though it does have a quote, secure space for interviewing and briefly holding individuals, unquote, and they can be held for up to 12 hours in this facility.
So in their view, it's not a detention facility, but one that can detain people.
Or
where people
are
detained
at. Yes, that's correct. For up to 12 hours, yeah. Certainly not a pleasant experience for anyone who would be in that situation. And we had said in our story that this is possibly a facility called the Fresno Hold Room, which we had come across through data from ICE. And that room was responsible for processing over 1,000 detainees in the year 2015. He confirmed, yes, this is the Fresno Hold Room, which was really important because we didn't have an address for that specific facility. He also confirmed the presence of a Bakersfield Hold Room, which we also thought we knew about. And he also confirmed that there are 9 total subfield offices like these that serve the San Francisco field office. And all these facilities, there's just 9 facilities in Northern California and some Pacific Islands, though he wouldn't name how many more of these subfield offices and holding rooms there are around the country.
Now, there's a treasure trove of data about these facilities archived on the ICE website about who they process. What do we know now about that?
Yeah, so it is indeed a treasure trove. I mean, it is an enormous data set. It's in their FOIA library, FOIA being the Freedom of Information Act. And it has information on over 300,000 detainees in ICE custody in the year 2015. And so we were able to extract how many of those actually had been processed here in the Fresno Hold Room and in the Bakersfield Hold Room. And this is only from 2015. We do not have data more recent than that. And of course, signs are pointing to enforcement activity being on the rise. Also point to perhaps people are being picked up for much lesser crimes than they used to be, but we have not been able to confirm that. But in this 11-month period in 2015, about 1,100 detainees were processed in this Fresno hold room. There are no names or identifying information, just descriptors. These 1,100 detainees were overwhelmingly Hispanic, mostly from Mexico, some from El Salvador and Guatemala, also many representatives from Laos and Vietnam. They're overwhelmingly male, majority in their 20s to 40s. And the most serious crimes of all these detainees really ran the gamut, but most were what we'd call high level. I mean, they're murders, violent crimes, domestic abuse, sex offense, drug offenses, DUIs, things like that. I also found people's transfer histories to be really interesting. It lists for each detainee how many detention facilities they had been to in just the year 2015. The most common number was three. So after the Fresno hold room, they had been to two more after that. But there was one detainee processed here who passed through more than 48 facilities after that, just in this one year. He was, you know, a major outlier, though. And lastly, about three quarters of those processed here that year ended up leaving the country, mostly deported or self-deported. And then otherwise they could have been bonded out, handed over to U.S. Marshals or other law enforcement agencies, or they were allowed to live normal lives out in the community but had to check into ICE regularly.
So there's also, as you said, a subfield office and hold room in Bakersfield. What do we know about that facility? And that's separate from the official detention facility that ICE operates in Kern County and, again, has been very public about its existence. This is another one of these that is in this report. What do we know about the hold room in Bakersfield?
Yeah, that's right. The Mesa Verde detention facility is much, much, much larger. It's well known and many, many detainees there at a time for long term. These are short term facilities, these hold rooms. This one is actually much bigger than the one in Fresno. So while there were about 1,100 people processed in Fresno in 2015, the number was over 2,600 in Bakersfield. So more than twice as many people processed here. And otherwise, the demographics were very similar. There were overwhelming Mexican male, and almost all of them ended up being deported.
And I understand we also heard from a lot of people who listened to that story and had their own input on it. Mm-hmm. One of them actually with a personal experience about this.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a person who reached out to us and thanked us for the story. He said that he had actually been held in this facility for a number of hours. He said it was by mistake and that he was cleared by his attorney. He says that every time he drives by or walks by, he wondered if other people knew what was in here.
Well, great job on bringing this story to light. And now people know. In fact, people walking by will know what goes on at that facility.
Yes, indeed.
Again, on L Street in downtown Fresno, that building that is operated by ICE. That story brought to you here on Valley Public Radio last week. Following up with it today, our own Carrie Klein. Carrie, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.